Tommy, this is going to be a tough game on Saturday, but hopefully Crets can bounce back from the defeat last week.
They're all tough, you know that. Kidderminster are still, they definitely were last year, and in my opinion, they still are probably the best footballing side in this league. I think they use their full-time platform as to the best of their ability. I think they've got a great manager, great assistant manager, really good football club, and I'm looking forward to the test on Saturday, because I think recently we've started to become a good footballing team.
Up front as well for them, they've got a player who you know well, Joe Ironside, and hopefully you might know ways of stopping him.
Yeah, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? Joe's one that I've really enjoyed working with Joe, and he knows that. Hold him in the highest of regard. I think this is just a stepping stone in terms of his career. I think he will definitely go higher, but hopefully, obviously, Saturday we can keep him quiet. You know, we've kept two clean sheets in the last three games, albeit conceded three last Saturday. But I think we've got enough about us to keep him quiet, and that will certainly be the aim.
The Darlington confidence is much higher than what it was around about Christmas time, thanks to this unbeaten run, isn't it?
It is, and I think this home game's come at the right time for us. You know, I think we've obviously just been beaten. I think coming back home, hopefully the fans will come out to see it. Obviously the stand's been put into place. Whether or not it'll be open, ready for Saturday, is a different matter. But I'd like to think we can get a big crowd behind us on Saturday, and hopefully they can cheer us on.
And two of the lads who missed last Saturday's defeat are going to be back in the squad, Rhys Dyche and Stephen Thompson. And I think it's fair to say that in different ways we missed them last week.
I think we missed their presence. I think we missed their presence and their experience on a football pitch against a tough team. I said it after the game, you know, the facts are there, the meanest defence in this league. Strong boys, and we probably needed our strong attackers to play against them to cause them more trouble, but we get them back Saturday, and to be honest with you, they've probably been glad of the rest. And hopefully they can go out and be very sharp come Saturday.
Rhys has made a point of saying to me in the past that he didn't really enjoy his time at Kidderminster, and he'd be wanting to make up for it on Saturday against them.
He will. You know, I think that's Rhys anyway. I think Rhys, especially at home, when he knows he's got 1,500, hopefully 2,000 on Saturday, fans that absolutely worship the ground he walks on, I think it makes him feel 10 feet tall. So he'll be relishing Saturday for more reasons than one. I'd imagine he'll be looking to get back on the score sheet, and it'll obviously be one game in particular that he's looking forward to proving a point against.
And it'd be great as well for Quakers to repeat the Blythe performance, the last home game, 1-3-0. It was a very good game, played some very good football.
Yeah, we did, and I thought we played some good football last Saturday, and I think we want to build on that as a group. I'm just looking forward to playing at home. Playing away at Brackley, you know, they don't have many fans, and it's always a very strange atmosphere when you play there. I don't think they have a particularly vocal support, but it's a good little football club. But we are a big football club, and our fans are fantastic, and hopefully they'll be the 12th man come Saturday.
You mentioned in your programme notes that you'd love the fans to shout, shoot.
Yeah, I think, you know, our build-up play is a joy to watch at times, but I do think there's times where we overplay and we don't shoot enough, and that's been something that we've been saying to the boys now for a few weeks, that we're not shooting enough. I do think we can create probably double the amount of chances that we do, just off the bat of the fact that the end product, more crosses, more shots on goal. So if the fans can play their part in that, then that will be well received from myself.